It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. The only competitive congressional race in New Jersey this year could help Republicans take control of the House of Representatives. In the 7th District, Democrat Tom Malinowski is facing Republican Tom Kaine Jr. WNYC's Nancy Solomon reports on how the ghost of Trump past could haunt the Republicans' campaign.
The Democrat, Tom Malinowski, is in a fight for his political life. He flipped New Jersey's 7th Congressional District blue in 2018, but redistricting placed 30,000 more Republicans in his district. And he's facing former state senator Tom Kaine Jr., who lost to Malinowski in 2020 by less than a percentage point. But even with the extra Republican voters, this is still a bastion of moderate Republicanism and unaffiliated voters. At a recent meet and greet in Rahway, Malinowski played up Kaine's support for Trump.
Now, you might think that my opponent, Tom Kaine Jr., because his name is Tom Kaine, because maybe you remember his father, who was a moderate Republican governor of this state, you may think that he is not with the MAGA Republicans. He's not with the people on the far loony right. Well, unfortunately, you would be wrong.
Malinowski pulled out a phone, swiped to open a photo,
and passed it
into the crowd.
And it says Tom Kaine Jr. supports the Trump agenda.
It's a photo of a Kaine mailer from the June primary that was sent to every Republican in the district.
And down here it says, no matter what Trump does, Kaine has his back. Think about that. No matter what.
And now the Malinowski campaign has found more. A hard-to-find webpage that suggests Kaine is more conservative than the website otherwise portrays him to be. The official campaign website provides a sparse platform: end wasteful government spending, promote American industry, support middle-class tax relief, and back energy independence to cut gas prices. But there's a page that isn't linked from anywhere else on the homepage. Malinowski's campaign says that page has been there unchanged since the primary, and that the link has been emailed to some voters, though WNYC hasn't seen those emails firsthand. On that page, there's a very different set of buzzwords: stopping critical race theory in schools, criminals and drugs coming across the border, and, quote, fighting every step of the way to protect the unborn from egregious abortion laws proposed in New Jersey.
Kaine is trying to have it both ways.
Micah Rasmussen is director of the Rebovich Institute for New Jersey Politics at Rider University.
It can't be true at the same time for him to say he's going to protect the unborn from egregious abortion laws, and at the same time, he believes in a woman's right to choose with reasonable restrictions, right?
Voters only have so much to go on beyond what they see on the site. So far, the only public event Kaine has held required a donation, and reporters were not allowed in. Kaine hasn't responded to requests for an interview. Republican strategist Mike Duhaime isn't working on the Kaine campaign, but he's been a good friend of Kaine's for many years. He says the fact that Kaine is being criticized for his abortion stance shows he's a moderate who's in line with the district.
Folks on the left always hit him as being too conservative, and oftentimes from the right, he's been hit as not conservative enough. He's gone through lots of general elections where he's been hit from both sides, but I'm not surprised that he's going to be hit, you know, from the left right now for being too conservative.
But this year, with a newly conservative Supreme Court, abortion rights has become a top issue for many moderate voters. And that could present a problem for Tom Kaine Jr. in a race that's expected to be very close. Nancy Solomon, WNYC News.